I am Sid Crew and a very proud mother. I'm here to testify about the very real human cost of using Chief Illiniwek as a symbol. I'm an academic as well, and I agree with all that Brenda Farnell had to say about how it impacts my professional career. However, I'm here today to speak as a mother. To facilitate understanding, perhaps you should think as a mother or a father. Or think of a loved one, a native child, or member of your family that lives here in this community, but somebody you love deeply. My family moved here 4 years ago for me to complete a doctorate. It never occurred to me what it would be like for my son to live in this community that is saturated with inaccurate and stereotypical Native iconography, where a college student dresses up for halftime entertainment as a Native spiritual leader, where most residents have never met a Native person and know nothing about the diversity of languages and cultures of the first peoples of this land. I thought it would be exciting to take Wayne to Big Ten sporting events, but I realized soon that after a glimpse at tailgate parties where intoxicated individuals paint their faces in dun turkey feathers, that Illinois sporting events are not proper viewing for my son, nor for any children, for that matter. The university's use of Wayne's religious and cultural items for halftime entertainment denies him a sense of pride and respect for his cultural heritage and his religion. If Chief Illiniwek is truly about honoring Native Americans, surely after all these decades, school children, Wayne's peers, would be knowledgeable about and respectful of Native Americans. At the very least, they would recognize one in their midst. But they don't, because Chief Illiniwek freezes Native peoples in the past. Shortly after beginning third grade in Champaign, Wayne was in a fight every day because kids were calling him Gay Boy and Barbie. After patiently explaining to children that Wayne is Shoshone Bannock and the significance of his long hair, then he began hearing woo-woo-woo and other racial slurs. I was forced to remove Wayne from school and home-taught him in the fourth grade. In fifth grade, a fellow student called him a stupid Indian savage. In sixth grade, he has been removed from a teaching team because the teacher cannot understand why it is racist to tell Wayne he is not a good representative of his people or humiliate him with his heritage. The institutionalized use of Native imagery in this community has made it difficult for teachers and students alike to recognize discriminatory and racist practices for what they are. The university has engendered and fostered an environment where children learn Indians are used for halftime entertainment and that it is okay to treat them in a disrespectful manner. It is okay to be a fake Indian on the football field, but not a real Indian in the classroom. No one seems to notice that this symbol teaches non-Native children disrespect, that it is okay to use other cultures and religions for fun. But children are not born racist. They learn racism from parents, peers, teachers, and the institutions around them. It is not okay and consistent with the university's mission to create a hostile climate that excludes American Indians both at school and within their communities. A direct correlation between the use of Indians as mascots and symbols and the violence directed against them has been confirmed by research. According to the United States Department of Justice, American Indians are 2.5 times as likely to be victims of violent crime than any other group of Americans. Further, statistics show that the violence against Native Americans is committed by non-natives.